Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that a college football player was 5.3 times more likely to have an injury during a season if he was a starter, had poor core endurance, and reported more low back disability. Assessing for these things during your preseason screening can help identify at-risk individuals who may benefit from injury prevention programs. Many football players experience a lower extremity injury that results in significant time lost. Injury prevention programs that are designed to address modifiable risk factors that predict injury in football and targeted to individuals that may be at higher risk within this population have the potential to make significant impact. Therefore, the purpose of this study was to refine a clinical prediction model over the course of 3 seasons in efforts to better determine at-risk collegiate football players. Preseason evaluations were conducted at the beginning of 3 separate seasons among 152 NCAA Division I football players. Preseason evaluations consisted of core endurance tests, surveys, and body mass index. Core endurance tests were slightly modified over the course of 3 seasons evaluations. Game or practice exposure information and injury incidence rates were collected throughout the ensuing season. An injury was defined as any acute core or lower extremity sprain or strain that was treated by an athletic trainer and required limited football participation for at least 1 day. Over 17,208 player exposures, 82 athletes suffered 132 core or lower extremity sprains or strains. The authors found that a player was 5.3 times more likely to have an injury in a season if they had 2 of the 3 predictor risk factors, which included being a starter in 1 or more games, an Oswestry Disability Index score of greater than 4, which is a measure of low back disability, and poor wall sit hold performance. Having 2 or more risk factors resulted in a 56% sensitivity and an 80% specificity. The prediction model in this study identified 2 modifiable risk factors that are easy to assess and show relatively good screening capabilities at preseason, particularly if you know the player will start in at least 1 game that season. It may be helpful to determine if these findings are generalizable to other teams in other colleges or universities or other high schools, since most teams follow slightly different strength conditioning training programs. It makes sense that injury rates may be higher among game starters because they may be put at risk more than non-starters, but we cannot control this as clinicians. Knowing that these individuals are already at an increased risk is something that we should be aware of. Intervention efforts targeted towards improving or addressing the low back disability that exists preseason, as well as the poor performance on a wall sit hold, may prove to be instrumental in our overall prevention efforts. If you identify that an athlete has 2 of these 3 risk factors, it may be important to immediately institute a program to try to intervene. Preseason screenings are relatively common, however, they rarely include a core endurance challenge or patient-reported outcome instruments. With minimal resources and time commitment, preseason screenings can become more informative in the athletic populations if they incorporate patient-reported and functional assessments. Once a clinician identifies high-risk athletes, it may be helpful to develop a preventative treatment plan. This past week, we also had 1 other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post described a study that found that quadriceps spinal reflexive excitability was greater 20 minutes following non-thermal therapeutic ultrasound compared with a sham treatment among individuals with a history of knee injury and quadriceps dysfunction. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, Our social media posts included a study that found that improvements in shoulder impingement pain and function observed with an NSAID or pre-cut kinesio tape as adjuvant treatments were no greater than the rehabilitation exercises alone. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.